The most important failure was one of imagination. We do not believe leaders understood the gravity of the threat. The 9/11 Commission Report, Final Report of the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks Upon the United States. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all convictions, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. W.B. Yeats, The Second Coming. The Ezekiel Option, by Joel C. Rosenberg. Chapter 1. Tuesday, July 29th, 3:16 p.m., 52 miles southeast of Manhattan. Boris Stachenko would be dead in less than 19 minutes, and he had no idea why. The 53-year-old self-made billionaire had a long list of enemies. Of this, he had no doubt. Business competitors, political rivals, mistresses too numerous to count. But this made no sense. Was it really a hit? Was he really the target? Or was the president and CEO of Lukoil, Russia's largest oil company, simply in the wrong place at the wrong time for the first time in his life? Stachenko gripped the leather armrests. He couldn't see the terrorists. At least one was behind him, back in business or economy class, but he didn't dare turn and look. He wasn't even supposed to be on this flight. As the richest man in Russia, he never flew commercial. His fleet of private jets, including a gleaming new Gulfstream V, was the envy of the Russian oligarchs. But over the past 18 months, he'd become obsessed with buying Aeroflot, Russia's aging airline, her jets, her routes, her infrastructure, and turning the much...